Welcome to Navigate the Day, a podcast where I share my personal journey of Stoic journaling. For 365 days, I will be exploring the teachings of Stoicism and how they can be applied to my daily life. This podcast is for anyone looking to find peace, happiness, and fulfillment in their lives. Join me on this journey as I navigate the ups and downs of life and strive to live with purpose and wisdom. Hello and welcome. It is February 1st, 2023. Episode 32. We're in the month of passions and emotions, which falls under the discipline of perception. The passages, meditations, and journal prompts come from the Daily Stoic and the additional journal, which was written by Ryan Holiday. And that's where all the inspiration comes from for this. The theme for today is for the hot-headed man. I'm going to jump into the passage now. Keep this thought handy when you feel a fit of rage coming on. It isn't manly to be enraged. Rather, gentleness and civility are more human, and therefore manlier. A real man doesn't give way to anger and discontent, and such a person has strength, courage, and endurance, unlike the angry and complaining. The nearer a man comes to a calm mind, the closer he is to strength. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations, 11, 18, 5b. The journal prompt for today: how can I get control of my temper? Thankfully, my temper is something that I'm very aware of. Maybe that's why, once I put my attention on it, I've been able to control it more. Although complaining is something I still struggle with from time to time. My temper has definitely been one of my more difficult demons to wrestle. I have put a hole in a fridge door, broken several mirrors, punched multiple holes in walls, said spiteful things to people I truly care about, and have broken my kitchen window, all in anger, over years of time. That being said, for some, if not many of these occasions, I was under the influence of alcohol. Not always, mind you, but it still should be said. I'm not proud of these things I've done, and thankfully, I have both my drinking and my anger under much better control than in the past. And I have to remember that I'm not my past actions, I'm just being behind them. Rage has almost been like a coping mechanism for me, a replacement for more vulnerable or unappealing emotions, more than likely. My ability to keep my composure has improved day by day. Honestly, I think all of this change that I've been dealing with has helped me hone this skill. Yet, I sometimes get this feeling that my calmness that I show broadly is a facade, a show I put on for others, in hopes they believe it to be true, but fail to believe so myself. More than that, I feel like maybe I've been distracted by other worries and stress, and maybe that's why I haven't been so temperamental. One of the people I continue to lash out at is myself. So one way that I can control this temper is being more gentle and civil with myself. I'm human, after all. None of us are perfect. Far from it. So why put such an intense pressure on myself to do more? Well, I do believe I'm capable of more. At times, though, the thoughts of my not having the drive or mental capacity to handle more responsibility than I do now. How do I put this? I've hit walls of sorts. What do I really have to complain about, though? At least I have a job, even if I dislike it. That's more than can be said for some. Nevertheless, I almost argue that it's the individual's choice, because they, including myself, can choose to take a job, even if we dislike it, if that's what we must do. Truly, to struggle is to be human. It's the truth that rings the most for me. With that, I should take some pride in it, then, that I struggle. What a wonderful link between me and my fellow beings. This, too, is a way to conquer anger, remembering that all humans struggle in their ways. So, where do we get off getting mad or complaining that humans are being human? There then isn't a reason for a temper. Like Marcus Aurelius said, gentleness and civility are more human, and such a person has strength, courage, and endurance. I want more gentleness and civility for myself and others. So this commitment to regulating anger will benefit all that I come in contact with. Letting the physical sensation of the emotion wash over me without reacting to it, instead stepping back and allowing it to pass, judgment-free, helps me remove myself from the emotions and situation, realizing that they are separate from me and are not something that I have to do anything about. They're mere physiological reactions pre-wired from past experiences, new and old, no matter how relevant they currently are. So it would be silly to allow these to dictate what I do or how I think in the here and now, especially. On that note, I'm going to wrap things up. I'm eager to learn more about myself and develop new and unused skills. I enjoy journaling as it helps me reflect daily, and everyone should try it out for a little while at least. I feel good about getting these thoughts out. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me ramble. Stay safe, and until next time, I wish you the best, and know you can handle the worst. Peace and love, friend.